Okay. Any question? No. What are we talking about? We are in the final section. Means everything in five books was preparation for this. Because this is the point of all this study. What are we trying to do? We are trying to understand what should we do. We don't know it. We're looking for it. What is it? What is it? It's only an emotion, a passion, something inside of the enlightened people. They are happy. How? That is what we are studying. What is the source of happiness? Do you remember the problem of love? The problem was that everybody thought they know it. Nobody knew that. No, you don't know it. Period. Now, at the end of all these discussions, we are talking openly about something that you don't feel good about it. And that's the best thing. That is the point. Not having, not being. Turn around in the animal life. Having and being and remaining here is the goal of life. Life is trying to stay here as long as possible and have as much as possible. Right? This is the point. I hope one day, somehow, in these different ways that Rumi explains it, and I express my understanding from it, somehow it will get in you to understand it. This is it. Whatever you are looking for is no good, because you are looking for having. And having is not always good. Or is it? How about having the pain? Having is not good. Last time we talked about something and he explained somehow that, you know what? The problem is not outside. You always look outside. The problem is you inside. He brought an example of the fellow whose thief is sitting beside him and eliminating the lightnings. This is what's happening to all of us, because my enemy, the one who wants to have my animal, is active and it's here. Somehow I should understand to make myself shut up, to make my brain shut up and open my heart, which doesn't need anything. The best way of getting happy is to be needless. When you don't need anything, you're happy. But you always make up the things, and at the end, he said, abandon desire in order that he may have mercy. Because your desire means what? What is your desire? Your desire is something that you want to ask and demand, and look at it. Who is playing with your desires? All the religious and beliefs and stuff like that, they will tell you what to desire. Don't. Period. Because did you have the desire of being here before that sexual act which made you? Did you have any choice what to be and who to be? No. So why are you insisting on these choices that I want this, I want that? At the beginning of this book, I said, you know what is the worst thing that I have? I hate it. It's the choice. If I didn't have the choice, I would do whatever, and I'm not responsible. The problem is the choice. The problem is self-needing. This was the subject of last time. But we go on because, oh, we have a lot to say. Okay, whose turn is tonight? Who will read? Who? No one? Peter.
Of his superiority to them in rank and favour and salary, in such a manner that no argument or objection was left for them.
You see, we go back now. We did some explanation. There wasn't a story, and the problem is Ayaz. Why? Oh, because you don't understand Ayaz. Who is Ayaz? Ayaz is a selfless person. If you ask Ayaz, what do you want? You say, whatever the king wants. Yes.
When the emirs boiled over with envy, at last they taunted their king, saying, this Ayaz of thine is not 30 intellects. How should he consume the salary of 30 emirs?
Yeah. Okay, there was some, I don't know why it is translated envy. Because envy is not that bad. The word is jealousy. They're jealous. Envy is a little bit less bad. You envy, you wish you had it as well. But jealousy means that you want all the way to die. Yes.
The king, accompanied by the 30 emirs, went out to hunt in the desert and mountain land. The monarch descried a caravan in the distance. He said to an emir, "Go, man of weak judgment, go and ask that caravan at the customs house from what city they are arriving." He went and asked and returned, saying, "From Ray." "Whither bound?" asked the king. He was unable.
See, this is the beginning of the story, a very simple, serious story. David asked, why this I ask? Because he's no better than us. What's good in him? And he said, "I'll show you. You, go and ask where this caravan is coming from. You will go and ask," he will say, "you are coming from Ray." He will come back and say, "They are coming from Ray, His Majesty." He says, "Okay, where are they going?" "I don't know." The second guy. The third guy. Then I ask. What is the difference? You will see. Ayaz will go. We'll do the duty to ask the question he sent for. Then he thinks about, what if he asks me this, what that? He will collect all the information he could. Why? That is the point. Who could tell me why? Everybody will try to do his duty only. What is his duty? To get information. Is there a limit for information? No. He wants to get the information. You will see it, yes.
He said to another, "Go, noble lord, and ask whether the caravan is bound." He went and returned and said, "For Yemen." "Ha," said the king, "what is their merchandise, O trusty one?" He remained silent, in perplexity. The king said to another emir, "Go and inquire the merchandise of those people." He came back and said, "It is of every sort. The greater part consists of cups made in Ray." He asked, "When did they set out from the city of Ray?" The dull-witted emir remained in perplexity. "So, till 30 emirs and more, feeble in judgment and deficient."